family.
Consultation.
Be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Personally common.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. It looks like the markets are looking a bit painful right now. Dow's down about 0.75%. The S&P about the same. NASDAQ about the same. So everything is in negative territory this morning. I think the uncertainty in and around trade is a problem. I think this uncertainty that we are seeing in trade, U.S.-China talks seem to be a little bit further apart than we had originally assumed or hoped for. So we are seeing that. That's a part of it for sure. And uncertainty, and I suspect that we're concerned. We're concerned about this March 1st deadline. Remember, the deadline, March 1st, 25% tariffs kick in. That will be devastating if that happens. That's not a good thing. And one can only believe or hope that President Trump is going to expand that and, you know, allow that to go another month, maybe 2 months. But he hasn't said it yet, and I hope he says it soon, because we need the certainty in the market. So that's one problem. And that's one thing that we're looking at. Earnings are earnings. About earnings seasons is, for all practical purposes, about finished. There are still a lot of companies that have got a report, but for the most part, they're finished. We had a positive earnings season, or it looks like we're going to have a positive earnings season. So that's good. That's good news. There's not a problem there. But we continue to see worries that are hanging over in reference to the whole trade issue, and that is the biggest problem that we have right now. Oil is another problem. Oil right now is on track for a 5% down week. That is a problem. I am concerned about oil. I'm going to talk a little bit about this in our conference call today. We have a conference call today, 1 o'clock Eastern time, for partners. If you're a partner, make sure you get on that conference call. But it is at 1 o'clock. We will record it and leave it up on the website for a period of time. But make sure that you listen to this conference call over the weekend. But one of the things I'm concerned about is oil. One of the things in oil that I'm concerned about are those companies that have a lot of debt, and it is a problem. We also are looking, we've got to look, oil is very much a global market. We've got to look at what's going on with oil. And we've got oil that we're right now, Saudi Arabia is at $88 as their break-even point for a barrel of oil. We haven't seen 88 oils in Brent crude oil for a long time. It's sitting at 62 right now. If you think $88 is bad, Russia's break-even point is probably over $100 a barrel, because when Saudi Arabia was $100 as a break-even point, Russia was $130 as a break-even point. So even if they're sitting around at 100, people don't realize this, but Russia, for all practical purposes, is bankrupt. They've got nothing. Their whole economy is dependent upon oil, and they don't have anything. So they've got a lot of starving people, unfortunately, in Russia. And, they are in deep trouble. And the more trouble we look in those areas, the more concerned we have to be about unrest, war, and those kinds of things. So oil sitting right now at 52.68. Before the markets opened this morning, oil was on a trajectory to be down 5% for the week. Now, maybe we're going to gain a little bit this week, today, and we'll see. But nonetheless, it is going to be another losing week for oil, and we need to be concerned because the oil sector is a big part of our economy. Today on the conference call, I'm going to talk about three segments that I watch very closely as my, not everybody else's, leading economic indicators that I look at when I think about the future growth of the economy. I'm also going to talk about an indicator that, trust me, nobody else is looking at. Nobody's looking at. I'm giving away some of my secrets here, but I'm going to do it to the partners at our conference call. So if you're a partner, make sure you tune in. I'm only giving it away, not because I want you to start tracking it. You don't need to. But just so you get a grander picture of what I'm looking at, what I'm concerned about as we move forward. All right, we've got our ag report. Here's Craig Halgard coming up with our ag report. And then we're all phones right after this. We'll be right back.
This is Craig Halgard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Well, today at high noon Eastern Time, 11 o'clock Central, we're going to get what may be the most eagerly anticipated USDA report in modern history. Corn futures closed down 3 to 4 cents yesterday as disappointing exports for the final week of December and lack of progress being made on the trade deal weighed on most ag commodities. Heading into today's report, the average trade guess is that December 1 corn stocks will come in at 12.09 billion bushels. While the U.S. carryout is expected to be 1.708 billion bushels versus the December number of 1.781. South American numbers will also be released, with the trade estimating Brazil at 93.4 million metric tons, while placing Argentina at 43.1 million metric. The expectation is that Brazil's crop will shrink, while Argentina's crop is expected to get a bit bigger. We'll see what today brings, but the expectation is that with all the data being dumped on the market, we will see a few fireworks. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading up 2 cents. Yesterday was the first lower close for soybean futures this week. The sell-off was prompted by renewed concerns that the U.S.-China trade war will drag out for the foreseeable future. Despite a U.S. delegation heading to Beijing next week, reports that President Trump and the Chinese president are unlikely to meet prior to the March 1 deadline hampered optimism that a new deal was on the horizon. Today's USDA report will hopefully give the market a sense of direction. The average carryout estimate for U.S. soybeans is 926 million bushels, down roughly 30 million bushels from the last update back in December. December 1 soybean stocks are estimated to be 3.74 billion bushels. Other noteworthy numbers will be the South American production estimates. Brazil's crop is expected to come in at 117 million metric tons, which would be down 5 million metric tons from the December report, but still above some private estimates that are seeing a number closer to 112 to 115. Argentina is estimated to be at 55.1 million metric tons. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading 2 cents higher. We had a hard sell-off in the wheat market yesterday ahead of today's USDA report. Fund short covering seemed to be the major reason for the break, as Chicago prices fell below the 10, 50, and 100-day moving averages. The long, long wait for USDA winter wheat planted acres will be coming out today. This is one of the most difficult years in which to estimate the planting, since we had a real difficult wet fall across much of the wheat areas. The all-winter wheat average guess is that they're going to be 32.128 million acres of winter wheat planted versus 32.535 million acres a year ago. The USDA will also give us the December 1st stocks report, which the trade is estimating at 1.957 billion bushels, which would be up a bit from the 1.873 posted a year ago. The 2018-19 carryout is estimated at 989 million bushels, and that again would be up from the $974 million that was estimated in the December USDA report. In the overnight trade, Chicago's up 2.5 cents. Kansas City is trading a penny and a half higher, while Minneapolis is unchanged. Cotton was on a defensive yesterday, with March futures closing down 85 points, settling at 72.81. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading 20 points higher. Livestock futures continue to struggle. April live cattle futures finished the day 32.5 cents lower, while March feeder...
In November of 1620, the pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
My grandfather taught me that you should always leave a place better than you found it. That it's important to invest in the lives of your children and grandchildren, leaving them with a godly legacy they can build on. That's why I decided to set up a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. I know that my gift will support a ministry that honors the biblical principles I hold dear. And it's a way to invest in the future of our country. The AFA Foundation also arranged for me to have a steady fixed income, so I don't have to worry in the midst of changing times.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Reduce the premium. And then the inevitable happened. We had to use our insurance, and it was all out of pocket. And we finally took a leap of faith and joined Samaritan.
Each month, we get to give to an actual person with a medical need. We pray for them and put them in the hands of the Lord for physical, emotional, and financial strength and healing. There's no way to fully express that pleasure and joy. During the first year we were members, we had a medical need, and it was all provided for.
It is such a blessing to come alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ and share in each other's healthcare burdens. And there's such a peace and joy knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
You know, there's two things I've always said I'd like to do. I'd like to go to Washington to be in charge of the committee on the unintended consequence of policies, because nobody can think about any unintended consequence. They can't go out a week, unfortunately. And I've always said and continue to say and remain confident that the easiest thing in Washington to fix is Social Security. And somebody needs to get about the business of fixing Social Security. And that would be the other job. The other one is fixing the Postal Service, because I have an enormous amount of respect for the Postal Service. I don't know if any of you have ever been into a distribution center, a center in Kansas City or Philadelphia or Washington where mail processes through. It is an unbelievable thing, and easy to fix. And I bring that up because the Postal Service revenues up 4.67 billion dollars compared to $4.4 billion a year ago. Good news. So very good news. So we'll see if that can continue. There were a couple other numbers here, stats. Yeah, so their revenues up to $19.7 billion. Their loss down to $103 million versus $353 million a year ago. So good for the Postal Service. I can pick up, they could pick up that $103 million if they get rid of Saturday delivery. I mean, really, do we really need our mail on Saturday? Just stop it. Just stop it. I know the union is fighting it. But you know what? It's an easy fix. And would save hundreds of millions. All right, 844-707-5533, Rapid Fire Friday. We're going right back to phones. We're staying with phones for the next hour and a half. Next hour, 45 minutes. Let me go to Brian. Brian's calling us from Illinois. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Dan, hey, I'm a long-time member and have been with you for 10, 15 years, I guess.
Well.
I've converted the Illinois Deferred Compensation Plan into a zero price. It was a management of it now, but I'd like to switch that to a Timothy plan, Roth IRA that I already have. How do I do that?
So is it in a, where is it, what kind of plan is it in now?
It's now in a zero price, rural IRA.
Okay. So if you were to move that into a Timothy, that's easy to do. But if you moved it to a Roth, you would have to pay tax on it.
Yeah, right. I know that.
Oh, you're okay with that? Okay.
Yeah, well, that's the only way I can get it there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you could roll it over in a traditional, another traditional IRA.
Well, it's in a traditional, I guess it's on a roller IRA, which is a traditional, but it's with zero price.
Right, but you could roll it into a traditional IRA with Timothy.
Uh-huh.
And that's easy to do, and you wouldn't pay any tax on it. And then you could gradually move it over to a Roth from there if you want. Or you can roll it directly over to a Roth. But what I'm saying is you don't have to pay the tax on that entire amount right away. You can take, you can get it out of T. Rowe Price, become biblically responsible, put it over to Timothy, which would be great. But if you do that, you've got to, you know, it's easy to do. If you open a, you were to open the account that you want to open at Timothy, they will help you process. They have a transfer form that you would sign. They will deal, their Timothy's transfer agent's going to deal with T. Rowe Price's transfer agent. You should have no, very little role in any of it. That money in T. Rowe Price is going to show up at Timothy in a few weeks. So you don't have to, you don't have to do anything but go to Timothy and set the account up.
Will they automatically put it in the percentage best?
No. No, you have to decide what you want to do on that.
So it'll just get transferred over. They'll sell it out?
They, yes.
Would,
yes.
They had cash?
Correct. Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then
if
you,
if I was going to switch just, say, 20 or 30 or 40,000 a year out of the T. Rowe Price into the Timothy plan, IRA, how would I do that?
You can do whatever amount you want. Same process. You just tell Timothy you want to roll 30% of it out, and they'll process, as I said, that transfer form, and they'll only process it for 30%, and that's what will happen.
Will they only go for percent and not dollar amount?
No, you can do dollar amount if you want.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I want to keep, so that way I don't go to the next bracket.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. Yep, absolutely.
And, okay, and this is money that I don't foresee that I'll need in the next 8 to 10 years, so that's why I'm putting in a Roth IRA.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
And try to get it out of there as quick as I can before, see them with the state of Illinois, and they're probably going to raise taxes again.
Yes, do it as soon as you can.
Now, since I moved the money from a deferred comp plan into lower IRA with that money if I draw out, so that I have to pay MI tax on that too?
Yes, same thing.
Okay.
Yep.
As long as it was in the deferred comp, I didn't have to pay Illinois tax on it.
Yeah, so it depends on the deferred comp plan. I don't know if they put that in after tax or pre-tax. A lot of times deferred comp is after tax, but I don't.
This was before.
It's before, so yeah, you'd have to pay tax on it, yes.
Okay.
And if you've got a state of Illinois anything, I'd want to roll it out of there if I were you.
Yeah, I just got it out of the state of Illinois.
Yep, yeah.
Call them the state of confusion.
Yes, that's right. All right, Brian, thank you. I sure appreciate it, brother. Thank you for your partnership all those years. What a blessing. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Let me go to Brandy. Brandy's calling us from Mississippi. Hey, Brandy.
Hey, good morning, and here's a quick one.
Good.
I responded to the alert.
Okay.
And I have a great deal of that I'd like to put back into that same sector.
Okay.
For, you know, but I there are not a lot of options right now on the buy list.
Right.
And I already hold 34, 35, 36, and 37 throughout my portfolio.
Okay.
Should I just continue to add to those?
No. I would hang in there a little bit longer.
Okay.
You may have opportunities to buy back what we've just sold, or you might have opportunities to buy into, say... I'm trying to think of the number here. I'm trying to find the number. IT36 you already own, right?
Oh, no, I'm not. These aren't IT. These are the preferred.
Oh, the preferreds. Okay.
Yeah, that was the one
okay.
I sold.
Oh, okay. So right. I got you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would roll that over into, a different preferred than what you already have. Even, if it's on the buy list, but there's not too many, since you already have those other ones, there's not too many that you can do. So I would probably start looking at one of the utility companies to help pick up that income.
Okay. Yeah, because it was well over 1,000 shares, so I'm way overweighted in cash.
Yeah, so. I bet you are now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like half.
Yeah.
I got 15%. It says 30 because I'm in the income. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would switch that income, start to look at one of those utilities.
Okay. Try to diversify. I've got some, but try to diversify through the utilities on the buy list.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And are you anticipating anything for that sector that I sold coming on buy list anytime soon? Any new ones?
Yes.
Other than, okay. All right.
Yeah, I am. Let me just say, I'm looking at three right now. So okay. I don't know if that's, I am anticipating at least one of them making it, but you never know when I start getting a little bit deeper. But we'll see. Yeah.
And then my last question is all about that. I should be able to get my dividend from this last, because the actual date was prior.
Yeah, you'll get that. Yes, that's right.
Right, my last. Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you much. I appreciate all you do, and you really helped all throughout the years. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate you saying that. And appreciate your heart to be biblically responsible like that, and make that move sell that. And what a blessing that will be. Let me go to Mindy. How much time we have? Let me go to Mindy. Mindy's calling us from Alabama. Hey, Mindy.
Is it Minda? I'm from Georgia.
Oh, no, it says Mindy, but it's probably Minda. Hi, Minda.
Okay. Hey, Dan.
If you say it's Minda, it's Minda.
It's Minda.
Okay.
And
I know Minda, so.
Yes, you do.
Yes, and you're coming to the retreat, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'm excited about that. That's great.
I am excited. My husband's coming, and I want to tell folks who are waiting to get a ticket that I confirm with Delta, the price of a seat goes higher the more tickets that are sold and the less seats available. So I waited. I waited and I lost the time I wanted to go at the price I wanted because I waited. So if it says only three left at this price, it'll go considerably higher after that. So I'm telling folks, don't wait, because the more seats they sell, the higher the price is going to be.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not something I've even talked about. But that is true. Good stuff. Thanks.
Well, I do have a question. It might be a little one not for Friday, but it might be a teachable moment, but you can shorten it. Taking profit. My husband says that you can't just look at what's in the green because...
This Philip is Quicken Kate. Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Oh, what about microdrafts?
They support the gambling industry.
U.S. Cardboard Company. People always need cardboard.
Abortion lobbyists.
How do you know all this?
I just go by the stock list from Financial Issues.
Huh.
Feel confident and rest assured that your money is not supporting the things that grieve the heart of God. For more information, go to financialissues.org to find out how you can be biblically responsible with your investments. Go to financialissues.org today. Grow your money God's way.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call, you're welcome to do that. 844-707-5533. Let me go to back to Minda. Minda was making a comment. Go ahead, Minda.
I'll preface it by saying my husband says the next day I'm still going to show profit because I'm not just skimming off the profit. So this is the formula that he gave me. Current price divided by the cost, and then subtract one, and you're going to get a kind of a looking maybe like 1.1 might be what you're getting. And then you subtract one from that, and then multiply times 100. Mm-hmm. Now, it sounds crazy, but yeah, I seem to get the right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What happens in your brokerage account is always going to show the profit. So not always. I think TD Ameritrade allows you to split or, you know, show something different. But yes, the profit is still going to show profit because of your cost basis. So even when you sell off some stocks, it continues to show profit. That is a formula to determine, you know, exactly what that is. It's so when you can't remove, because unfortunately you can't adjust your cost basis on your brokerage account. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Your brokerage account is going to show the average cost basis. You can't fix that. So as long as the stock is trading above that average cost basis that you have, it's always going to show a profit. Whether you own 100 shares or 50 shares, it's still going to show a profit. On our portfolio tracker, you can show it. You can figure it out. It's pretty easy because you can go in and change your cost basis. So you can sell off the profit, whatever it is, and adjust your cost basis accordingly through your remaining shares, so it'll go back to zero profit, and then it'll start showing your profits or losses again from there. But you can't do that on your brokerage account.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right. I just wanted to see if that formula.
That is right.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dan. I look forward to seeing you in Texas.
I look forward to it, Mindy. We're going to have a great time. You're going to love
yes,
it.
Sir.
Looking
yes,
forward
sir.
To it. All right, thank you. God bless.
Thanks. God bless.
Yep. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Lynn. Lynn's calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Lynn.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to know. I know you come to Rogers, Arkansas, which is in the general area that I live. And
yes.
I wanted to know if you know if the Walton family of Walmart
yes.
still is involved with Arvest Banking System.
No.
Okay, it got sold, didn't it, at some
yes.
point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know, can you recommend any biblically responsible banks in the area?
No, not in the area. I would suspect there are some community
yeah.
banks, small community banks. But
uh-huh.
if they're not publicly traded, which most of those are not, it's hard,
uh-huh.
you know, it's hard for me to be able to find the information that I need. But I'm sure that some of the community banks, the small community banks, are in fact biblically responsible, but you need to do a little bit of work to figure that out for sure. It doesn't mean they definitely are just because they're
uh-huh.
small. You can use
uh-huh.
Christian Community Credit Union. They are and they will be, but other than that, it's really hard to get anything that's not publicly traded to figure that
okay.
out. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I have another question
sure.
about my own finances. Okay, bottom line, I get low Social Security, and I have some savings. And I need to have it fairly accessible. The thing I'm most concerned about is safety. What could you recommend?
The only thing you can do, and the only thing you should do, are going to be CDs. You're not going to earn much, but it's really the only thing you can do. You just, I appreciate that you want something safe. That's great. It probably makes a lot of sense in your situation, but anything else is going to be subject to volatility or to market gains and losses. Anything else.
Okay.
So
all
it's,
right,
it's really the only thing you can do.
Thank you.
All right, Lynn, thank you. Glad you called. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Gus. Gus calling us from Louisiana. Hey, Gus.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
Good.
Dan, I have a 401 with Fidelity through my current employer, and I just want to know if I'm able to open up another account on my own.
Absolutely. So you can go to Fidelity if you want to just stay with the same organization, but you can go to Fidelity and you can go ahead and open up another, you can open up a Roth account or an IRA account or whatever you want to open up. But I would say this to you, what does your employer have? Is it an IRA or is it a 401k?
401k.
Okay. So if you are, say, maxing out your 401k, then you can open another account, but you won't be able to contribute to it because you can't max that out too.
So when you say I'm not really too literate on this.
Okay, that's
so
okay.
When you say max out, what does that mean? I'm matching what I'm putting in?
No. So that you probably are eligible. I'm making this number up. I'm just trying to give you an example. You can ask your human resources, they could tell you the exact number. But you're probably eligible to put in, you know, $18,000, $20,000 a year.
Okay.
That would be the, you know, there's a maximum amount based on your salary that you can put in.
Okay.
And if you are doing that, then, you know, that's, you've got to be careful. It's like an IRA account. You can only put in $7,000, say. It depends on how old you are. But you can only put so much money in. Once you reach that point, you can't open up another one.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
So what I'm looking to do is just open up another account somewhere and be very discreet about the stocks that I purchased and just let them sit there for like 10, 15 years. I retire.
Yeah, I think what I would do is open up just an investment account.
Investment account, okay.
Yeah, so you don't want any kind of IRA or qualified money. And you can do this at Fidelity just to keep it all in the same place. But
okay.
And then you put in a little bit of money, you buy a few stocks or whatever you want to do, and forget about it. You know, if you want to add to it from time to time, you can. If you don't, that's fine too. But that would be a great thing to do.
Great. Thank you so much, Dan. Have a blessed day.
All right, Gus. Glad you called. Thank you. How much time we have? Let me go to Scott real quick. Scott calling us from Mississippi. Hey, Scott.
Hello, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning. A couple of questions on your preferred. I'm looking at a preferred FP34.
Okay.
And when I look at it, it shows 5.4% income. But when I click on it to get the more detail, it shows dividend yield of 0%. And I noticed on some of your picks, it'll show a yield. Well, why is this not showing a yield when you click on the details?
Is it a preferred that starts with the letter T as in Tom?
No, okay. It starts with the letter P.
Okay.
And the symbol's FP34.
Okay, FP34.
But you see, when I look at it and highlighted in blue, it shows 5.4% income, but when I click on it for more details, on the dividend rate and dividend yield, it shows 0%. And I notice on other preferreds, when I click on detail to look, see more into it, it'll show a percent yield.
Okay. Are you clicking on our website detail?
Yes.
Okay.
No, so, the detail from your website.
I got you. So what you need to do is click on the detail of the stock on your broker where you're buying it.
Oh, okay.
Put it in and click on the detail.
Okay.
So that yield that I have listed of what it's getting, that is exactly what you're getting. And we're in the process of changing this. I won't go into all the detail, but the system we use to draw from on preferreds doesn't give us that detail.
Okay. Do I have time for
yes.
one more question?
Yes.
Okay, so when I look at the detail, bid price, ask price, last price, when the preferred is called, which one do I look at?
The preferred, you get the par value, which is
$25. Where do I find that?
That would, again, be on that brokerage.
I was definitely a skeptic at joining Samaritan Ministries because I didn't understand it. I was used to the traditional system, so I was afraid.
I thought, what if this doesn't work? I mean, we're going to give up this whole concept of insurance, and we're going to trust God and His people? And it was like, yeah, well, of course.
what we pay every month is about 30% of what we were paying in insurance. And what we get back is so much more, financially, of course, but spiritually and with the care of the community, you can't touch it.
We, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing.
Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? Are you sure? You'll want to write down a very important phone number that can assure you're receiving your full benefits. Many people with Medicare are eligible for plans that include extra benefits, in addition to those found in Original Medicare. Benefits like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage. Call now at 1-800-521-7617 to see if you're eligible to enroll. The consultation is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. In addition to hospital and medical coverage at no extra cost, you can also get coverage for prescription drugs, dental, hearing, vision, and more. In many areas, plans with benefits are available with $0 copays for many services, $0 monthly premiums, or $0 deductibles. That's hospital, medical, prescription drug, dental coverage, and more included in one plan with premiums that may be as low as $0 a month. Call now to see if you're eligible to enroll. The consultation is free and there's no obligation to enroll. Call 1-800-521-7617. That's 1-800-521-7617.
This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing.
Over 60 years ago, a handful of Baptist ministers joined together to form a credit union whose mission was to help its members grow their money and become better stewards. Every time your ministry uses Christian Community Credit Union, it helps other ministries build churches, expand ministry, and reach out to the lost. Why not bank with a trusted partner that shares your values and beliefs? Christian Community Credit Union, your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
I was talking to Scott from, I forget where, but Scott, I neglected to say, and I was thinking about it there during the break, don't buy anything off the broad list. Always buy from the buy list. Now, I don't want you to buy any more preferreds in the same company that you already own, which is the majority of my buy list right now. But that doesn't mean you waver off it and go to the broad list. So as you think about income and you're saying, boy, I'm trying to gain a little bit more income, shift your thinking. Try to look at the real estate investment trust buy list, look at the utilities on the buy list, but don't buy off the broad list. Just saying, and I forgot to say that. Folks, we got two lines open. We got another hour and 10 minutes. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Hector. Hector's calling us from Texas. Hey, Hector.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Yes. Like I say, I'm Hector. I'm 65 years old. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I used to be working in a technology, and I was laid off like last week. I would like to know, you know, because I have a little bit of saving and retirement, to see how I can still have some income coming. If you recommend me to invest something in a Timothy plan or something?
Yeah, so I would, are you not going to go back to work, Hector?
Yes, I'm looking for work again.
Okay. So I would hesitate to get too ready to build an income portfolio. But if you look at that income portfolio, that is designed to for you to buy things like preferred stocks, utility stocks, some big company name, industrial stocks and material stocks, energy stocks that are all paying good dividends, good earnings. And when you're looking for income, that's what you want to do. You want to own the companies that are paying somewhere between, you know, 3.5 to 5.5. It's getting harder. Well, I shouldn't say that. Last week it was getting harder. This week, it's by the way things are going, it's going to start getting a little bit easier again. That won't be good necessarily sign for the economy, but so, you know, you should be able to easily find, you know, that 3.5 to 5.5% dividend producing kinds of companies. And then what you would do is obviously draw that dividend as they pay it. You're going to actually take that dividend, and that'll help supplement your income a little bit.
Okay. All right. Did you have any other I can call Timothy plan, probably that have other other options, or
so for income? There's really not a good option even there. They have a bond fund, they have a fixed income fund that does produce some income on a regular basis. So that would be the option there, is their fixed income fund. They have a high yield fund that does the same. It's a little bit higher, but it's not on my buy list.
Okay. And Timothy Plan is not in your buy list?
No. No, this one mutual fund that they have, called a high yield fund, that particular fund is not on my buy list. All Timothy is biblically responsible, so I'm okay with it. But I still like, I still have certain, like their international fund is not on my buy list. So there's a of their funds that I wouldn't necessarily want you to buy at this moment.
And why is the reason that it's not in the your buy list?
Well, it's because it's not a company. It's just right now, because of the markets or the economy, or there's a lot of different reasons. I couldn't even go into all of them as to why I wouldn't want you to put money to work in those particular funds right now. It means that I probably don't see a lot of upside potential in them right now, and I don't believe they've totally bottomed out yet where they'd be a good time to buy.
Okay, can I create that income portfolio through Timothy?
No.
That's a good idea?
No, you can't do it through there.
And how I can do it? I start doing the income portfolio?
Yeah, so you have to do that at a brokerage company, at a brokerage where you can set up and buy individual companies, individual stocks. You can buy Timothy through the brokerage, but you can't buy the stocks through Timothy.
Okay. Which broker company you recommend?
I would, you know, Fidelity is good. Fidelity Brokerage, Fidelity.com, TD Ameritrade is another one that's good. But E-Trade, they're all.
I got some with the company that I used to be working, Vanguard.
Yeah, well, Vanguard has a brokerage, so that's a good one. The brokerage side, there's two sides to Vanguard and Fidelity. One is a mutual fund side. One is individual brokerage where you can buy individual stocks. So Vanguard would be fine.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, Hector.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me go to Paul. Paul's calling us from Texas. Hey, Paul.
Texas. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I have some CCL stock. I drive an 18 wheeler, and I don't get to listen to you because the radio fades in and out. But I have some CCL stock, and because it's bankrupt, I'm wondering if I should sell that and reinvest in a couple other stocks or hang on to it for the long term.
Well, you said PP&L, right?
Yeah, Pacific Power and Light.
Yeah, no, you mean PP&G. Yeah, PP&G is the one that's filed for bankruptcy.
Okay, maybe I have the wrong terminology then, because I have PPL.
From my list? Do you have it from my list?
If
you got it off of my list, then you don't have the company that went bankrupt because it's never been on my list. They're not biblically responsible. So you don't have that company, so you don't have to worry about it. If you have the one that I recommended, then you're in good shape.
Okay. Good enough. That answers the next question.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. Thanks. I say this all the time, but I'll say it again. I know people listen all the time and on a regular basis and all those kinds of things. And I trust me, folks, I really mean this. And I could ask, if it wasn't Rapid Fire Friday, I could ask people to call and give testimony to this. But it sounds self-serving. It isn't at all. It isn't. Really, it's totally up to you. But if you're going to follow along with us, and you're going to try to pick up little things so you can save $85 a year. First of all, if you're really that concerned about saving $85 a year, I would suspect that you probably shouldn't be investing. That's number one. Secondly, you're going to get in trouble. And a good example would be, had he not called and sold a very good stock, or maybe I had a buy or a sell on a particular stock, which happens all the time. People say, oh, I own this stock because I heard you say it. I had a lot of that back when Chesapeake was on my list. This goes back a few years. Man, I found a whole lot of people that weren't partners because I had a sell on it at the very top. And like 2 weeks later, they crashed. And months later, they were talking about how they're getting burned. I said, well, you're not a partner. But it doesn't work. It really is hard to do. So I would say to you, and I respect an awful lot the fact there's a lot of people that shouldn't be and cannot be spending $85 a year. I respect that. But do you understand that if you're in that position, you should not be investing? You should be saving. That's different than investing. But you probably should be saving and not investing. So keep that in mind, because I don't want anybody getting in trouble. That's why I tell people all the time, don't give a symbol over the phone. Use our numbering system, which in this person's case was UT42. Use the numbering system, because once you give the symbol, you're really not going to get a good answer from me on your question. Because there's certain things I am not going to say, because I don't want people to misinterpret what I say by buying that stock or selling that stock. So I'm going to be very constrained into what I tell you when you ask a question. Anyway, I mean, if you're not a partner and you just want to ask me a question about a stock that's probably not even on my list, I'm okay with that. I'm just trying to give you a heads up if you are. All right, let me go to Laura. No, we're not. We're going to hold Laura over because we're ready to go to break. Sure appreciate all of you being with us. I know some of you have got to leave us now. You can go to our website and watch. You can go to Facebook. You can go to our...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.